Who would like to do this work? Yes? Come. Welcome. Let's hear what you've written.
Okay. My mother died about 10 days ago.
Yes.
And she decided to take herself off life support.
Yes.
And during the week that she decided to do that, she had to wait for us to get on the same page with her. And I was there with her, and my sister wasn't. So this is about my sister. I'm angry at my sister for not taking me seriously.
Let's go back just a moment, okay? Your mother had to wait for your sister's approval?
Because my sister had the power of attorney, and my sister and brother wanted to speak with her before she did this.
Yes. Okay, so let's hear the work. Let's hear what you've written.
I'm angry at my sister for not taking me seriously and making my mom wait.
Yes. So your sister, the best thing for your path and hers and your mother's is that she should have signed it then. She should have approved then. She should not have waited. Is that true? Can you really know that that's true?
Well, it's appeared that my mom was suffering a lot during that week that she had to wait.
Absolutely.
And it's her body.
Yes, honey.
And her life and her decision.
Exactly so. And can you know that this week's wait was not the best thing for all three of you? Can you absolutely know that it's true she should have, it would have been better the other way?
I can't absolutely know it.
That's the answer. We can't know.
Yeah.
You know, there is a thing here running, no mistake. God is love, no mistake. People used to, I had this interesting experience some years ago, and people began to call and say, I heard this, I heard that, mm-hmm. and they began to come to the house. Mm-hmm. And they would come to the door, and I was this woman from this little desert town, and, you know, a mother of three, a wife, but they would come to the door, and they would say, Namaste. And I think, boy, you know, these are really smart people. They know there's no mistake. No mistake. No mistake. So how do you react when you believe this thought? It would have been better for my mother.
Well, I blame myself because I think I should have been stronger.
Yes, honey, yes. How does it feel to blame yourself for your mother's pain?
It feels pretty awful. I feel like I didn't really come through for her.
Yes, sweetheart. Yeah. So can you see a reason to drop this story, and I'm not asking you to drop it?
Well, it's not doing any good now. Yeah. She's dead, you know, so it's not.
Well, I'm more interested in you. You know, you're the one, we're sitting here now.
Yeah.
This is about your peace.
Yeah.
Read it again.
I'm angry at my sister for not taking me seriously and making my mom wait.
Yes. So give me a peaceful reason to keep this thought.
I don't think there is one.
No.
It's just being at war, really.
Who would you be without this thought?
I'd be in relationship with my sister.
Yes, sweetheart. And not waiting in pain. Like your mother.
Yeah.
I like the part where we try to save them and we leave us out of it. Yeah. So, let's look at the next one.
I want Leslie to stop being so superior and self-righteous and mowing people down.
Yes. So, sweetheart, turn it around.
Oh, boy.
I want me.
I want me to stop being so superior and self-righteous and mowing people down.
And mowing my sister down in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That would be true.
Yeah. Oh, honey, there's nothing we can do not to die at the perfect moment. The right sister had the power of attorney. How else could your mother die on time? There are no mistakes.
Well, when I trust what you say about things being between me and God, when I think about it being between my mother and God, I feel
I'm sure they're doing fine. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. 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 Now, you know, she's the teacher of a wonderful relationship with God. Yeah, but as long as you have this thing with your sister, it's not going to feel that way.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, read it again.
Okay. I want Leslie to stop being so superior and self-righteous. I want me to stop being so superior and self-righteous and mowing people down.
And mowing myself down.
And mowing myself down.
Yeah. Did you do the best you could, honey?
I did.
Yes, you did.
I did.
That's all you've got.
Yeah.
You did not have power of attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, the right sister had it. Let's look at the next one.
Okay. Leslie should listen to others and not just do what she thinks is the only way.
Is that true?
Well, it's not. Well, it's not true, because that's what she does.
Exactly. It's absolutely not true. How do I know she should not listen? She didn't.
Yeah.
That's reality.
I hate that, though.
I know. Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's hard not being God. Yeah. You know, it's hard to be the dictator and God doesn't listen.
Yeah.
You know? We just, you know, we're confused here. So how do you react when you believe this thought?
Well, I get self-righteous. And,
yes,
you know,
honey.
And judge her and get tight around it.
And how does that feel, to live with no forgiveness?
It feels the hardest on myself, I think.
It is, honey, you know. So who would you be without this lie? She should have listened.
Well, you know, I have her. She's here, so I would be loving her.
Yes, Angel. You do love her. That's the problem. There's nothing you can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
These stories are just the attempt to keep you from the presence of love, and it doesn't work because you feel that. If I look out and tell the story of how anything is not love, mm-hmm. I'm going to feel it. It's a lie. There's an order going on here, and it's perfect love, God.
Mm-hmm.
So let's turn this around.
I should listen to myself and do what I think is the only way.
Yes. Or and that's to call your sister and say, you know, I love you, and I'm working on it. You know? Or let her know what you have found.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, one thought is, can you really know what she was going through in that week when she had the power of your mother's life and pain in her hands?
I don't. And she wasn't there with her. She couldn't see her and hear her. Yeah.
Yeah, and can you imagine the pain of that?
I can't imagine it. I imagine that there was a lot of pain, but I don't know what it was.
Exactly so.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if you can find another turnaround for that one.
I should listen to Leslie.
Yes, honey.
And do what she thinks is the only way.
Oh, boy. pretty powerful.
We're both so stubborn, but that would be amazing to do that one.
Yeah. You know, it's the truth that sets us free. And anytime you go inside, there's the truth. You know, you're going to find it. But to go outside is war. My children used to say, Mother, you're unkind. And I would go out at them. I would go out into violence and war. And I would say, how dare you? I've sacrificed my life for you, and you call me unkind. And I've been cooking and da-da-da all day. And how can you say that? You're ungrateful. You know, I had some good ones. And then I noticed something else. It was this inquiry. And they would say, Mother, you're unkind. And I'd say, you know, let me go in. I'd say, I'm unkind. And I would just wait. And those places where I have been unkind to that son or daughter would appear. And I could say, sweetheart, I found it. Thank you. Do you see anything else? And they did. But just in case I miss it, what are children for? You know, that's what children are for. They'll point out, that's what we all have, the perfect partner. You know, and it could be our animal. It could be our neighbor. But there's just no mistake. But me going out to war to defend the very thing that I'm looking for as a true seeker, as a seeker of love and peace within me. But as long as I'm fighting my children or my sister, I'll never find it, because I am in a state of violence and war. So what could the world call me that I could not find within me? They say I'm wonderful. Yeah, I can find it. They say I'm not. I can find it. You know, they say that I'm this and that. Oh, my goodness. My children used to say I was unkind. I think I'll go within. It took me about 1 second. I can find it. You know, it's all there when we begin to listen. And once we realize it, we see it, it changes. But as long as I'm at war, I'm blind and I'm deaf. Yeah. Fear. Fear is blind and deaf. Let's look at the next one, Angel.
Okay. I need Leslie to stop being impatient with me.
Is that really true? Is that what you need?
No, I don't. I think I do, but the truth is I know I'm stronger. I really don't need that.
Exactly so.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful to ask you? We would die believing that and call it their fault until we ask ourselves. Mm-hmm. How do you treat her when you believe that thought?
I'm impatient.
Exactly so. I am that I call you in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blind. And how do you react when you believe that thought and you're impatient?
I'm intolerant. I'm angry with her. I'm separate. I'm awful. Right?
Yes, honey. How does that feel?
It feels awful. It feels separate. It feels terrible.
Who would you be without this story that is not even true for you?
I would be in my feelings or in my opinion, not needing her to be any way.
Yes, no, just someone clear stating what they want and listening.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be real good.
So let's turn it around.
I need me to stop being impatient with me when I'm giving an opinion or feeling about something.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
So all this wonderful advice is for us to hear. Because they're not listening, have you noticed? Who does that leave?
Sure aren't.
Yeah. There's another turnaround. I need me.
I need me to stop being impatient with Leslie.
Yes.
When she's giving opinion or feelings on something.
Wow.
That would be true, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she was giving you every reason why she could not do that. Mm-hmm. Were you listening?
I was just focused on my mom, that I kept...
And what you wanted.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's true. And yes. I was focused on my comfort level around it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Which is okay, you know. This work isn't about a right or wrong. This work is about realizing for ourselves what is really true. Because in that lies freedom. Freedom from the hatred and freedom from resentment. And
I think that I really believed that it was true that my mom should go when she wanted to go, because what I was saying...
And is it true?
She's telling me this.
You bet. That's what she's telling.
And what's true is that it's not happening.
Exactly so.
Yeah.
Your mother knew when she would go. It doesn't sound like it. You know, this thing, when people are dying, they know. Oh, really?
So even though her words and her face were indicating that that was true, because it's not happening, it's just not true.
No, there's an answer for it. Mother, I hear you, and I'm going to do everything possible. And Leslie has the power of attorney. In the meantime, I am here to hold your hand.
That's what I did.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, and there are two ways to do that. One is in resentment and with your sister, and one is just freely available.
The second one would have been better.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was your plan, but God has another.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when I'm up against God, I lose. I love that, because reality is something I can trust. Mm-hmm. It rules. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, and nothing I can do can change it. Nothing. I love that. Mm-hmm. It shows me the power of standing in it. And it's all so beautiful. I mean, we're breathing. Mm-hmm. The sun rises. It's steady. It sets. Mm-mm-mm. I even love the smog, you know. I live in airports, and all that jet fuel, yes, it takes me to the perfect moment of death. Not one breath too soon or too late. Everything medicine, perfect order. Oh, I'm a lover of what is. I'm a lover of reality. I love God. Let's look at the next one.
Okay.
You know, in this, who would I be without my story? In that moment is where I create. It's where God and I are without separation. There's no decision in it. There's no fear in it. It just knows. You know when you're doing something and you know it's right? There's no decision in it. You're just on it. That's it. There's no decision in it. You're clear. And that's who we are without these religions. People should tell the truth. That's laughable. You know, we don't until we do. I should tell the truth. That's, maybe it'll work for me. Mm-hmm. You know, oh my. All those years I was teaching and preaching to my children, I am so grateful they didn't listen. Oh my. Mm-mm-mm. Let's look at the next one.
Okay. So this is the list then. Leslie is headstrong, stubborn, passionate, self-righteous, dynamic, intelligent, selfish, selfless, a bear of a mother, arrogant, caring, and kind.
Yes. So, sweetheart, turn it around and see what that experience would be.
I am headstrong.
When it comes to Leslie, I am...
When it comes to Leslie, I am headstrong, stubborn, passionate, self-righteous, dynamic, intelligent, selfish, selfless, a bear of a mother.
A bear of a sister.
A bear of a sister.
And daughter.
And daughter. Arrogant, caring, and kind.
Yeah. Isn't that as true or truer?
It could be. Could be.
Which one was difficult?
Selfless.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a life's work, isn't it? When Leslie's over there running her life, and you're mentally over there running your life, there's no one here for you.
Right. Yeah.
And this is loneliness. This is the loss. You know, we feel lonely, like the loss of a sister. You know, because we're just sleepwalking. There's two of us over there with her and no one here for you.
That feels true.
Yeah, it's very lonely. It's a lot of clarity in being present. Let's look at the next one.
Okay. I don't ever want to be in the middle of someone's decision to die and have to watch their agony because someone's late.
Yes. Now, you may run this story again mentally.
I'm sure I will.
So I am willing, and read it again.
I'm willing to be in the middle of someone's decision to die and have to watch their agony because someone's late. I look forward to being in the middle of someone's decision to die and watching their agony because someone's late.
Yes. And if you experience that again, put it on paper. All war belongs on paper. All war belongs on paper. Okay. Rather than going out, go in. Wake the baby. There is no nightmare you cannot wake yourself up from. How many times have you played the story?
Since it happened?
Yes.
Oh, man. About, I don't know, you know, about 30 or 40, I'm sure.
Okay, 30 or 40 times. And how many times did your mother die? In agony. How many times did she die?
Well, she almost died 3 times over the last 2 months.
How many
but
times?
She actually died once.
Once. Okay, and she died in agony. Is that true?
No,
is that
know
really
that's true? No.
Absolutely. No. And how do you react when you believe the story, the woman, my mother, died in agony?
I'm in agony about it, yeah.
One in agony is enough.
Yeah.
Can you see a peaceful reason to keep this story? She died in agony. And I'm not saying she did not die in agony. We love that story. Keep it, you know, I'm not saying drop it.
I don't think she died in agony. I think leading up to the actual dying, she at times appeared to be in agony.
That's truer. She appeared to be in agony.
But I don't actually know.
You are good.
I mean, I see her face and I hear her words, but...
How do you react when you believe the thought that she was in agony?
Well, I'm helpless and I'm inadequate and I'm weak because I'm not giving her what she wants.
Who would you be without the story she's in agony?
I would just be in witnessing her and loving her.
Cherishing that week.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mother died in agony, turned it around.
I died in agony?
Yeah. Like over and over and over. Oh, honey, it's enough when you say so.
Okay.
There is no nightmare you cannot wake yourself up from. It's not possible. God is love. The story and reality never match. Reality is kinder, but only always.
Hey.
I love what you found. You think of her face, you hear her words, and I hear you say, I can't know she was in agony.
No, I don't think so.
Go to the place, and I invite you all to go there. Go to the place where you were in the most pain in your life. It could be emotional or physical. It doesn't matter. Go to that place. Can you find it? Where were you? Mm-hmm. What was going on? Can you find it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? Close your eyes and... Okay. Now go to the place where you were okay. Find that place. Maybe you were thinking, what's for dinner? And you're screaming on the floor or something. Go to the place where you knew you were okay. See if you can find it. You found it. Tell me.
Well, it's in that moment, what I visualized, I knew I didn't have any control over, and I just came back to myself, felt I'm okay right here. Even though I'm watching something that's really hard, there's nothing I can do about it. And so come back to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and so you found it. You located it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So do you think your mother knew less?
Do I think she knew less?
Yes. We all have that place. No matter what pain we're in, it doesn't matter. We can find that place.
Yeah, I think I probably really underestimated her during that week.
I underestimated her during that week. Turn it around.
I underestimated myself during that week.
Yeah. It's like, I underestimated myself.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
Oh, all right.
Oh, you know, mothers are so beautiful. You know, they die for us and they live for us so that we can come to know.
No mistake.
And they die perfectly in the way that's best for us. To find God, if you had to relive that again, would you choose it if that were the only way?
Oh. Yeah, I would do that.
Yes, sweetheart. Yeah. Well, that seems to be the case.
Yeah. What?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
To learn more about the work of Byron Katie, including the School for the Work with Katie and her book, Loving What Is, please visit our website at www.thework.org or call 310-760-9000. You're welcome to make copies of this tape and distribute them freely, as long as it's not for commercial use.